Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, Vaccines Revealed, the Alarming Truth Exposed. Vaccines still remain one of the most controversial health topics of our time. Most conventionally trained physicians believe that vaccinations are the cornerstone of modern medicine, touting its ability to save lives, and insist that all vaccines are safe and effective. Yet at the same time, there are many intelligent healthcare providers warning the public about the dangers of vaccinations. Should we vaccinate our kids on the very first day of their life? Are there any risks associated with pregnant women receiving a vaccine shot? And probably most importantly, could there be a hidden agenda behind the constant promotion of vaccines not based on science, to the point now where we're looking at laws being passed to make it illegal to even refuse vaccinations? Today on the Natural Health 365 podcast, I want you to meet one of the key people involved in creating a brand new docu-series called Vaccines Revealed. We're talking about it a lot on Natural Health 365. And if you're one of our email subscribers, you're certainly getting notice of these kinds of quality events that are available to you. Bottom line, if you want the latest real information about vaccines, you will not want to miss this program. Information about this program is available on Natural Health 365. If you click the podcast link and then you click this podcast for Vaccines Revealed, you'll get information for a direct link where you can go to their page, sign up, and get access to this amazing event. As I'm sure you can appreciate, the truth about our health care and what is safe or not has become more and more difficult to discover due to politics, peer pressure, and the blatant greed displayed by large corporations, particularly within the pharmaceutical industry. Vaccines Revealed tells the hidden story behind the vaccine industry, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to one of the key members of their team to talk to you about why this event is so important for humanity. Before we meet our guests, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's LivonLabs.com. And now, please join me in welcoming Dr. Bo Pierce to our show. Dr. Bo, welcome.
Thank you so very much for that great introduction about the mission that we are on. And I do call it a mission because I believe that every man, woman, and especially child should have a full education about anything and everything that we are putting in and around our bodies. And we just want to say thank you, Jonathan, and your amazing community at Natural Health 365 for the great content that you guys put out every single day, and we are excited to join you in this mission.
Yeah, it is our pleasure, Dr. Bo. You know, we get probably 100 requests, right, a week, people emailing, can you do this, can you do that, you know, but we just don't know if they're really aligned with Natural Health 365. We can definitely tell, Dr. Bo, that you and your team are certainly aligned with that same kind of mission of giving out information that you're certainly not hearing in the mainstream media, that's for sure. And more than that, not just something that you don't hear about, but something so incredibly important that is rarely discussed at all. So it is truly our pleasure. Dr. Bo, let's get right into it. Let's talk about the current state of vaccinations as it pertains to our kids in particular, right? How many vaccines are on the schedule right now versus, say, like 10 or 20 years ago?
Sure, absolutely. First off, we know that this is a very hot button topic for probably every one of your listeners that's out there. You know, if you look on places, on our social media, our, you know, Facebook and Instagram, what have you, this is probably one of the most polarizing topics that is out in conversation. It seems like everyone has an opinion and everyone is an expert, right? you know, when you came to ask me, hey, Bo, you know, you want to come on the show? I said, yeah, you know what? I wanted to come and obviously share what we have been working for the past few years actually putting together. But beyond that, you know, I'm a doctor myself. I'm a practicing chiropractor in the state of California. And for anybody that's listening to this right now, and if you have been in the vaccine, I guess, world, I would say, in the last year or so, you have probably heard about a bill that was passed called SB 277. And SB 277 simply states that every child that is going to school must be up to full CDC schedule of vaccinations, or they are not allowed in school. The only way really around that is to have what they call a medical exemption. Now, in other states, they've already done this. We've seen this in New York, and we've seen it in Mississippi. And to be 100% honest with you, Jonathan, it's been scary to read the data that has come out after that has been implemented. We have seen skyrocketing amounts of autism. We've seen skyrocketing amounts of autoimmune disease, and that's just happening in our children. You know, the question you asked me a few minutes ago was, Bo, what is the current state as far as the schedule? If you are fully immunized right now, by the time you're 0 to 16 years of age, you would have had 69 doses of vaccines. And that's a question that people ask me all the time. They say, Bo, look, I am fine. I was vaccinated as a child. I turned out okay. You know, will my children be the same? And I said, you know, Jonathan, I am 34 years of age, a 34-year-old male. And when I was going through those certain ranks from 0 to 18, I only had 8 vaccines that were given at that time. We have, you know, multiplied that by 800 or almost 900% in the last 10 to 15 years. And a lot of people are starting to ask a lot of questions. They're trying to make connections, saying, is this an autoimmune thing? Is this an autoimmune deficiency? Is this why the skyrocket in autism that we're seeing in and around our children? Now, I'm here to tell you this. First off, I am not a vaccine expert. Absolutely not. The people that are in Vaccines Revealed, they are the experts. They are the ones that have worked at the CDC, that study this every single day, that work at the National Institute for Vaccine Centers, the medical doctors that are doing the research, that are analyzing and putting together the data sets, and the whistleblowers that were in the CDC that have now come forth. Simply put, I am a doctor who is in California that continues to see a rising trend in autism, and I simply could not stand by anymore without standing up and starting to say something. So when we put together Vaccines Revealed, that was my viewpoint. I'm sick and tired of seeing these, what I consider vaccine-injured kids coming through my door. Parents literally breaking down in my lobby crying, saying, no one told me that this could happen. No one's claiming responsibility, Dr. Bo. Where can I go? Why wasn't this story told to me? Why weren't these risks given to me before I chose to vaccinate my child? The only thing that the pediatrician told me was I had to do this. Everyone was doing it. Why didn't they not give me an option or even literature? I asked for literature and they would not give me anything. They just told me I had to do it. So when we put together Vaccines Revealed, that was the premise. The premise is that every single person should have a freedom of choice. And my belief is that you need to have the education from both sides of the aisle before that you make a decision for yourself and your family.
Dr. Bo, we've got some great information coming out for everybody listening to this program. I'm just going to make one statement. And again, I know what it's going to be like. A lot of people listening to this program, they already get it. They're going to like what I'm about to say. But you've got those conventionally trained people, the physicians out there, they're going to roll their eyes at what I'm about to say. And I get it. It's more of, let's say, a philosophical thing. But I would add that another problem here is forget about whether vaccines are safe or not. Does it make any sense? And I rarely get to talk to someone like you who actually lives in that tyrannical state of California. The attitude that they have, and again, no offense to you, Dr. Bo. You know, I've got the greatest respect for you, especially living in that state, trying to make a difference. But my point is, whether you think vaccines are safe or not, What kind of attitude is this? I think something's very important, right, Dr. Bo? So therefore, and I think it's really, really important for you and your family to do it. Hey, I've got a great idea. I'll pass a law and I'll force you to do it because I say so, because I have a bunch of people who also agree with me. And so now, whether you like it or not, Dr. Bo, I'm going to force you to do what I tell you to do. I think that's the kind of thing that government, if left unchecked, if left unchallenged, can really go off the deep end and do some really sick things. Okay, I get it. You think it's really important. Put out the information, plead your case all the time, tell the physicians to urge the patients, but the bottom line is, above anything else, especially here, I think, in the United States, where it's all about freedom of choice, human rights, we should still be leaving all of this up to Dr. Bo as a father, as a parent, as a concerned citizen, to decide what they want to do with their body. You know what I'm saying, right?
Well, let's take this one little step further. And first off, understand, I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any means. But what this law, SB 277, that was passed, basically gives free rein to the lawmakers, to any drug company, to the CDC, to inject your child with anything that they want. If you think about this for a second, and this was a very, very serious thing that we found in our research, and I'm going to share it with your community here, is that back in the day when they were trying to, you know, ostracize Dr. Andrew Wakefield, he started to say, hey, are they giving different MMR vaccines to different people, to different populations and different segments, because his data was not coming back, you know, conclusive. And what he found was is that they were giving different strands of the MMR to different kids in Los Angeles County. And those kids had a higher prevalence of having autism. So they passed this law now, SB 277. If they wanted to, they could literally show up at your local high school and say, hey, look, all of these students need to have this new inoculation of this thing. And people have, there's no choice. They wouldn't even have to ask the parents if they want to do this. They could literally show up, white van, inject all these kids. All these kids could die. That's right. I could say it. The kids could die, and there could be no recourse. In the law, in SB 277, they gave the drug companies full immunity, which means if your kid's injected, there is nothing that you can do. You can try to plead your case at the vaccine court, but even then, and for people that have had vaccine-injured children, know the difficulty that it is to receive one penny of compensation from them.
Dr. Bo, you know, a lot of times in my newsletter, I write to our email subscribers at Natural Health 365. I'll state certain things. And when it came to talking about your event, Vaccines Revealed, and how they really ought to listen in on this event and sign up, I said that I truly felt like a lot of the behavior that we're discussing today is truly criminal. But I can get where a lot of people who are new to this information might read those words when I send certain newsletters out. And again, roll their eyes like, oh, there goes Jonathan again. But, you know, you and I both understand that there is a lot behind the words that we're speaking today. And it is just so important that people look into this more. Don't go by what we're saying. I encourage everybody to look up this information for themselves. It is that important. Just for a few minutes before we take our break, Dr. Bo, in your opinion, what would you say is the most under-researched vaccine that is currently being given, and why? What's going on here?
The one that's probably the most under-researched that we've seen right now, meaning the most side effects, the most, the scariest stuff that we've seen out there, has got to be around this Gardasil vaccine that's being pushed. I can tell you from a personal experience, actually in my office, one of my chiropractic assistants, her sister, this happened 2 weeks ago, went to the pediatrician, and the pediatrician basically forced her to have a Gardasil vaccination, and less than 48 hours later, she was in the hospital with full paralysis. They had to fly her down to a children's medical system, and currently at this moment, I mean, we're talking 2 weeks since this happened, she is about 75% paralyzed. We are seeing this across the board, and the numbers are frighteningly high. When we started to really think about coming forth with a summit, or what we call a docuseries, we started to test different content that was out on the web. What your listeners may not know is that I'm the founder of a website called circleofdocs.com, and we are an online network for the chiropractic profession. There's about 35,000 chiropractors that are registered, and our reach reaches out to a couple hundred thousand a month. Well, we posted an article surrounding the Gardasil, surrounding the HPV vax, and it went super viral. Now, super viral in our world is about 1.5 million shares. I know that's probably maybe a smaller number to you, Jonathan, and your guys' big audience, but that's big for us. I mean, there's only 35,000 chiropractors. How did the word get out about this? And we started to hear the stories, the people coming in saying, you know, I was pressured into having this. My daughter was told she was going to have cervical cancer, that she was going to get HPV, and now we're left with all of these other side effects. What can we do? And we've seen a prevalence over that over the past 12 months or so. And now the CDC is now coming out saying that Gardasil should be given to every boy as well. And it really makes you sit back and think and say, why are they doing this? You know, we're not seeing a huge surge in HPV. We're not seeing cervical cancer rates going through the roof. And one would come to the conclusion that there must be some other motivation. Now, what that motivation is completely up for speculation, but we do know that the people that make those vaccinations, we've seen a huge increase in their stock prices.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking quite a bit about the connection between vaccinations and the increase in autism rate. We're going to go over a bunch of other things, the flu vaccine, and some other things at the end that I know you're not going to want to miss. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Dr. Bo, do you feel there is a connection between vaccinations and the increase in autism rates? What do you explain to your patients? Talk to us.
So when a patient comes in and asks me that, I simply state this. The way that, if in a legal term, meaning does A cause B effect, if somebody says, Bo, did that vaccination, did MMR, cause autism directly? From a legal point of view, you would have to say no. But then I always say, here's what happens. When a person is injected with MMR, it causes chemical changes within the body. You know, we were listening to Dr. Dan Murphy give an amazing speech on this at a worldwide event called the California Jam. And what he was speaking about was when a person is injected with a foreign substance like this, especially at a young age, you know, these vaccinations, specifically MMR, is typically given before the age of 18 months. Well, those vaccinations are actually crossing the blood-brain barrier. Now, it used to be thought that the blood-brain barrier was fully formed at birth. And then they started to do more studies and found out that it was not at birth. Then they thought it was 12 months. Then they thought it was 18 months. Then they thought it was 3 years. Now they're showing that there's some incidents, even at the ages of 5 and 6, that the blood-brain barrier is still not fully formed. As you know, Jonathan, with any time that there's the blood-brain barrier is not formed, that means things can move in and out of the that blood area to the brain. And if we are putting some sort of toxic substance into our body, that it can, you know, implant into portions of the brain. So I believe that what we are seeing is the a rise in autism, specifically around people that have not had the blood-brain barrier fully formed. Now, a lot of questions have been asked. They're saying, well, wait a second, Bo, look, you have 2 children. Both of them were vaccinated. One became autistic and the other one did not. You can't say that's a genetic thing, and that is exactly the reason that we believe, and we are leaning more towards, and the science is proving, that an incomplete blood-brain barrier gives off a higher prevalence of having autism and autism spectrum disorder.
Yeah, and also, Dr. Bo, it's an individual situation, this legal game playing, this word play, if you will, that they try to side skirt the issues and say, well, the vaccines didn't cause any problem. Look, The bottom line is, when someone is nutritionally deficient, when you're pumping in too many toxins, and then they throw out a fancy term like, well, no, wasn't the vaccines, it could have been some sort of mitochondrial dysfunction. Well, excuse me, a young child, 12 months old, maybe not fed too well, for just a few days before the shot, they're, like you say, their cellular metabolism is a little down, they're a little sluggish, but nothing you can really tell that much on the surface, but on a cellular level, they're very sluggish, and now, on top of that, you stick a needle into that child, and you pump this toxic fluid into them. A whole cascade of events can happen where, again, the gut gets damaged. You know, heart function can be altered. Brain function, inflammation certainly kicks in for more or less of a degree, depending on where that child's health status was at before they got the shot. I mean, none of this is really being looked at before these kids are getting stuck at all, right?
Well, let's take it even one step further. You know, if you ask pediatricians and they are very, you know, in favor of vaccination, a mother may go in and say, hey, look, I am going to have my child vaccinated. Is there anything that I can do on the front end to so it's not as painful for them, they don't hurt after, what have you? And what the CDC was recommending is actually to give the child Tylenol, acetaminophen, before the administration of the vaccine. Well, we know this. Acetaminophen actually thins the actual blood-brain barrier. So now you have a toxic substance injecting into a child who may have taken Tylenol to help thin a blood-brain barrier, a blood-brain barrier that may not be fully formed. And ladies and gentlemen, you have literally just created the potential for a perfect storm in a child. And that is very scary.
Dr. Bo, this is the primary reason. Everything we've talked about is what drives me every day to get this information out to more and more people. I know people listening to this podcast, we have anywhere from, say, 6 to 15,000, sometimes 20,000 people will come to our podcast in 1 week as soon as we release a brand new episode. I think that's great. Thank you so much for your support. But I keep encouraging the people who are listening to this podcast to get this information out to your friends, to your family, people who are not in touch with Natural Health 365. They're not in touch with this kind of information, and use these podcasts as a tool. I encourage everybody to listen to this kind of information. Hopefully it sparks them to want to investigate things more, to get vaccines revealed, to get direct access, instant ability to get this series. You go to Natural Health 365, click the podcast link. You'll see Vaccines Revealed as a podcast. You can open it up. It'll have notes about the show. It'll have the complete show there for you to download and share. And it'll also have a direct link to the docuseries that you'll be able to gain access to. So it's all there, Dr. Bo. Let's shift gears and talk about the flu vaccine. Do you think this shot is really necessary?
Well, I think if you wanted just to take a minute and look at the last year's effectiveness schedule, that should be the first thing. Anytime that anybody is potentially thinking about injecting anything in them, whether that's a vaccination or anything, I think you have to research. And that is one of the main reasons that we are putting on Vaccines Revealed, because we want to provide education for people so that they have a full picture. So if we looked at last year's flu vaccine, here's what we know. Overall, it has about a 39% effectiveness. 39%. There are some studies showing that if you took the mist last year, it's less than 10% effective. The second thing is if you are over the age of 65 years of age, they were showing that last year had zero effectiveness. There was no way that they could measure that it was even effective. And even scarier than that, especially out here in California where they're mandating people to get flu shots every single year, well, they did studies and they're showing that in children, if you had the flu shot the year before and then you got it again that year, that your effectiveness have actually dropped even more than the 39%. So, you know, let's be honest about this, guys. We have an immune system, and we have an immune system for a reason, and it's to fight off bacteria and infection. You know, we do also know this, that in those flu shots, there is a lot of toxic substances. There's no doubt about it. You know, in the flu shot has upwards of 200 parts per billion of mercury. Now, people ask, what's wrong with mercury? Well, as you know, mercury is a toxin to the body, and mercury can also get lodged and stuck up in the brain area, and there's some people that believe that the incidence and the higher prevalence of dementia and Alzheimer's is due to vaccination. Now, do I believe that? I'm not sure. But you have to sit back and you have to really think and critically look at all of the data and the research from both sides right now.
Dr. Bo, we've got a really important question to ask about what parents are supposed to do if they don't want to vaccinate. It's on a lot of people's minds. But first, I want to thank our sponsor one last time, because without them, this podcast would not be possible. And that's Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's LivonLabs.com. So, Dr. Bo, obviously, as I just said, parents, people don't want to get vaccinated, especially if they're responsible for their own kids. What should a parent do? What do you tell them?
Well, the first thing is, if you're listening to this and you are debating vaccination, is I think that you should definitely, number one, get educated. Get educated on both sides of the fence. Watch Vaccines Revealed, research, read your guys's, you know, Natural Health 365. You guys have all kinds of amazing resources and content, and really get a full scope and understanding. The second thing that you need to do is you need to look at where your current state laws are at. See, there's no federal law saying that every person has to be vaccinated. They're trying to do that, but currently that's not in the books right now, I guess, so to speak. So you need to figure out where you live, and you need to understand the laws that are pertinent to you. So speaking out here in California, since SB 277 has passed, the only way to not have to vaccinate your child to full CDC schedule, because if they're not fully up to CDC schedule, they will not allow them in school, is to have what they call a medical exemption. And what a medical exemption is that's where you sit down with your doctor, your pediatrician, and you make your claim for why your child should not have to receive vaccinations. Unfortunately, they took away the personal belief exemption and the religious exemption. So for a child not to be fully vaccinated or to be vaccinated at all, you have to show some sort of due cause for them to write a medical exemption. That can be anything from autoimmune disease prevalent in your family. It can be previous vaccine injury from yourself or from a sibling. And it can be from a few other factors that you have to just sit down and research and look through your family history. Potentially you had somebody that has Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or some sort of disease that the ingredients could potentially cause harm. And you have to sit down with your pediatrician or your doctor and reasonably give them the information. And then between yourself and your doctor, we'll make that decision.
Again, Dr. Bo, there is so much we didn't touch upon just because, you know, there's time constraints for this small podcast that we do, but we really like to spark all kinds of interest in all the podcasts we do. Vaccines Revealed is such an incredible docuseries. I encourage everyone to please tune into it. There's a series or a documentary every single day for an entire week, starting very soon. And all you have to do is go to Natural Health 365, click the podcast link. You will see our podcast for Vaccines Revealed, and just simply open it up. Listen to this podcast, share it with friends and family. The link is right there to get direct access to the docuseries. And I don't know what else to say except, Dr. Bo, I thank you so much for your time today. This is incredibly important, and I really appreciate you giving us your experience.
Thank you guys again for having me, and thank you, Jonathan, for everything that you guys do. You know, without you guys out there putting the word out and really linking arms with all of us, you know, our job is simple, to help save more kids' lives and help put out more information. So thank you, and thank you for your amazing tribe of followers.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.